Thank you, Shannon, once again for a beautiful anthem. Thank you, choir, for sharing that with us this morning. I read a quote several weeks ago that has really kind of stuck with me, and I just wanted to share that with you briefly this morning. This quote was written by a man named Sir Richard Evans, who is a British historian, a very well-known, very prolific writer. Sir Richard Evans wrote this quote. Listen to these words. He said, "The tragedy of life is not that it ends so soon, but that we wait so long to begin it." Think about that for just a second. The tragedy of life is not necessarily that it ends so soon, but that we wait so long to begin it. I think what Richard was talking about, this deep truth that's found in this quote, is that we can tend to fall into the habit of kind of biding our time in life. We kind of go through life waiting for the next big thing, waiting for something good to happen. We find ourselves in situations in life sometimes when we don't necessarily feel like things are going the way we want them to, and so we just kind of sit still and we kind of bide our time, just go through the motions of life, go through the motions of what's going on, and wait till something better comes along, something good happens. Wait till we get that better job, and then things are going to be better. Wait till we can get out of school, and then things are going to be better. Wait till we can work our way and get out of debt, and things are going to be better. Wait till we can find that special person and get married, then things are going to get better. And you know, pastors, ministers are the worst at this. Oh, we'll be able to begin our ministry and do great ministry in this community once we grow to 150 or 200 people. Now, once we get 200 or 300 people in here, we'll have a great ministry. Or they think, well, you know, this church, I hear this church down the road is looking for a new pastor, and it's a lot bigger church. I can wait for them. Maybe they'll call me. And then I can begin my ministry. We can fall into that rut, can't we? We can fall into that habit in our lives of just kind of going through the motions and kind of biding our time through this. Now, the tragic part of this is that we're not living life where we are when we do that. We're not really living life at all. We're waiting to live our lives, and we're not living life in the here and now, in the place that we find ourselves, where either God has put us or where we found ourselves because of wrong turns we have made in our lives, and God's still there, even though we've made those wrong turns. But we find ourselves in this, and we just kind of go through the motions and bide our time through that. Well, the prophet Jeremiah was saying something very similar to that to the Israelites. You know, Jeremiah was around about 600 years before Jesus. He was a great, great prophet. A lot of the other prophecies in the Bible, Isaiah and Hosea and Amos, you can see Jeremiah's influence on their prophecies. He was just an amazing prophet. But he repeatedly warned these Israelites, saying to them, you know, you need to be careful who you're worshiping. Don't be worshiping these false gods. Don't be going through all this superstition kind of stuff. Don't be doing all that stuff. It's going to end in disaster. And guess what happened? Here come the Babylonians with King Nebuchadnezzar. They came marching into Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar looted the temple. He looted the palace. He took thousands of soldiers captive. He got the craftsmen out of the society. He got everybody important out of there, all the officers and everyone. He took them all to Babylon. They were in exile. He forced them out of their town, out of their city, out of their country. Their military was gone. Their nation was gone. They had to go live in a foreign land, and they're sitting there in exile in this foreign land, and it would have been real easy for Jeremiah to look at them and say, "I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. I told you if you kept following these false gods, this kind of stuff was going to happen." But you know, Jeremiah didn't do that. He went to them with this caring, encouraging word to the Israelite people that God had given to him. And we read it in Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning at verse 4. Listen to what he says to them. "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so they too may have sons and daughters. Increase number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord, for it is because if it prospers, you too will prosper. You hear what Jeremiah is saying? He's saying, even in your times of exile in your life, Israelites, even in your times of exile in your life, Christians, get on with life. Continue with your life. Live where you are. Get married. Have kids. Let your kids get married. Have kids. Live your life. Even pray for those who are around you. Even pray for those that maybe you really don't want to be there, but you know this is where you are right now because of the way you've lived your life or some mistakes that have been made or something that has happened. You find yourself in this place of exile. Continue to live your life. Life can take us to some pretty unexpected places, can it? Life can take us, even when we make some wrong turns, into a place we would consider exile. Doesn't mean life's over. Doesn't mean that's the end. Maybe it's the beginning. We just need to maybe kind of recalculate our lives once in a while. Get things back on track. When we take a wrong turn, sometimes we just have to wait and recalculate. Quite a few years ago, I had to go down to the Birmingham, Alabama for a meeting. And I flew into Birmingham late one evening. Got off the airplane there in Birmingham, and I had to rent a car because I had to go to the hotel and spend the night and then go to the meeting the next day. So I went up to the rental car booth there in Birmingham at the airport, and I rented me a nice ride. I rented me something special. It was a brand new, only had like 90 miles on this thing. It was a brand new, shiny, beautiful Kia Soul. You know the ones that you see the commercials where the mice are tapping their little paw on the armrests? Kia Soul. And what was even better about this Kia Soul was that it was sweet pea green. Beautiful ride. Beautiful car. Now, this was back during the days when you didn't have GPS on everything. You didn't have navigation on your phone. You didn't have navigation in every car. If there was navigation in a car, it was because it was one of those upper-end luxury vehicles. And I needed a way to figure out how to get from the airport to the hotel to my meeting. So I had my old Rand McNally or my MapQuest, you know, but it was dark. Well, I got in my nice, new, shiny, sweet pea green Kia Soul and sat down there. And guess what was mounted on the dashboard? A Garmin. You know, you had to have either a Garmin or a TomTom back then. It had a Garmin installed, mounted in my nice little car. So I punched in the address to my hotel, and this woman, I always call her Becky, this woman started talking to me saying, "You can begin driving now. You go to the nearest route." So I started driving, and it was dark. If you've ever driven in Birmingham, you know, it's not the easiest place to drive in the daytime. It was dark. I was driving around, and I made a wrong turn. Imagine that. I made a wrong turn. Becky comes on. She says, "Recalculating, recalculating, recalculating." And it starts spinning. Well, it spins for a second or two. Then it quits, and it gives me a new route. I get on the new route, start heading along. I turned wrong again. I turned straight before I was supposed to turn. Becky comes on and says, "Recalculating, recalculating, recalculating." Starts spinning. This time it spun a little longer. Well, this kept going on. It was a long way. It was about 15 miles from the airport to the hotel. This kept going on. And I made five or six different wrong turns. And I know it's not true, I know it's not the case, but it seemed like to me that on that sixth time that I made the wrong turn, Becky's attitude sort of changed. And she wasn't just saying, recalculating anymore. She said, recalculating. It seemed like it to me. Well, I got that wrong turn, and I was waiting on Becky, and it was spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. It wouldn't stop spinning, and I kept making turns thinking, well, she'll catch up with me. I kept making turns. Evidently, they were still wrong turns, and she kept saying, recalculating, going through it. And I kept on going and kept on making turns, and finally I thought, this thing's never going to catch up with me if I keep moving. I need to sit still. Maybe I'll just pull over and stop where I am. Now, I happened to be on the sketchy side of Birmingham when this was going on, but it's okay. I pulled over, I stopped, and I waited. And I waited on Becky. And it took a few minutes. But then all of a sudden, it stopped spinning. And I was given the right route. It caught up with me, and I was able to see exactly the way I was supposed to go. It wasn't going to happen, and it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been willing just to stop a minute, just to stop and let the way I should be going become real to me and be shown to me and be revealed to me. I think that's how life is sometimes, you know? We keep making turns thinking we can figure this out on our own. We can fix this. We can figure out the right way to go. Well, maybe sometimes we need to just stop and wait on God. Stop where we are. Be happy where you are. Sit still. Live your life and wait on God. He'll show you the way. He'll recalculate it for you. He'll show you the way your life really needs to be going. Life can take us to some pretty unexpected places, can it? Life can take us down some roads that we never imagined being on. I mean, a death here, an illness there, a financial problem here, a relationship problem there, making bad choices, bad decisions. We can feel kind of lost sometimes. Just be still. Just stay still for a minute and let God recalculate your life. Let God show you the way you're supposed to be going. Because the tragedy is not that life ends so soon. The tragedy is that when we're in these times of recalculating, we stop living. Continue on, knowing God is faithful. And no matter how lost you find yourself and how far into exile you are, God is faithful. And He'll help you to recalculate your life. Let's bow and have a moment of prayer together. So thankful, God, that You are faithful. And that as we go through this life that's just filled with ups and downs and potholes and different things that happen in our lives, we're just so thankful that when we get off track, when we get on the wrong road, take the wrong path, find ourselves in the sketchy areas of life, even in exile, You don't forget us. You don't leave us. You stay with us, and You bless us, and You show us the way. Father, help us to remember that today, tomorrow, that next time we find ourselves not living life but worrying so much about where we are. Help us, God, to allow You to be the one to lead us. Thank You, Father, for always being there. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.